Hello, everyone, and welcome to the introduction to the guided practice for session 9. As we learned in this session's video, there are 5 different brainwave states, including gamma, beta, alpha, theta, and delta. As you might remember, beta waves are the high-frequency waves that most of us experience frequently throughout the day. When we ruminate or try to multitask, we tend to keep ourselves in a beta state. When our attention is caught up in monkey mind or rapidly switching back and forth between tasks, there's little space for innovative or creative insights to arise, and it's far more difficult to enter into a flow state. Training the mind through regular mindfulness practice helps us to shift out of the beta state and into the other brainwave states like theta, which is conducive for increased creativity, insight, and intuition, and gamma, conducive for being in a flow state. There are generally 2 different ways of training the mind to help you shift out of the beta state and into the other brainwave states like theta and gamma. The first is training the mind in focused attention. These are the mindfulness practices that you're already familiar with from past meditations, like when you focus your attention on the breath, and then when it wanders, you bring it back to the breath again. The second way of training your attention is called open awareness, where you allow the mind to be open and receptive to whatever comes. Training the mind in focused attention helps you to think clearly and concentrate on whatever it is you're wanting to find a creative solution to. Focused attention helps you get clear on what is already known about the issue, as well as what you don't know and would like to find a creative solution to. Then it's helpful to switch from focused attention to open awareness, which allows more space for creativity, innovation, and insight to arise. So this brings us to the end of the introduction, and I encourage you now to explore this further in your own experience through the guided meditation that follows.